possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
What comes after that meeting is up to President Trump, and that's part of the reason he is going. He has incredible instincts, and he wants to sit down and look the Russian president in the eye and see what progress can be made to move the ball forward to end this brutal war and to restore peace.
Yeah, there you have it. And of course, that is Caroline Leavitt talking yesterday about what she's expecting out of this meeting today. The president is now in the air. We just saw him take off from Joint Base Andrews there in the D.C. area, and he's heading up to Alaska, to Elmendorf Air Force Base. We've got Brent Sadler with us this morning. He is a senior fellow there at the Heritage Foundation, and we appreciate him giving us a little bit of time this morning since that J.J. Carafano is apparently jetting around the globe somewhere. Brent, how are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me on your show.
Absolutely. Welcome back. It's great to have you on here. Any big expectations out of this meeting?
I would not put high expectations. It'll be insightful if Putin actually comes with a sincere offer and backed up with result, actual tangible things changing on the battlefield. Then that might actually be a breakthrough or some kind of follow-up meeting that includes Zelensky in another location. That could be, not beyond the realm of possible either.
That was what Trump was saying, was that this is really setting the stage for the second meeting, and that's ultimately what will be of higher importance, because that would likely include Zelensky.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, Brent, where do you see the weak points here for Russia? I mean, in terms of, let's assume things don't go the way Donald Trump would like them to go today, and he starts talking about additional sanctions. I mean, there are already restrictions on people trading with Russia, but they get around that in many ways by dealing with third parties like North Korea and China?
No, absolutely. The biggest one there is China. China's the largest customer of Russian petroleum. India's number two. We're talking in large number of billions of dollars of value. India is not an ally, has a lot more interest aligned with the United States. So the tariffs and the cost and the fees are something that Putin's taken notice of on the Indian trade. But the one that's probably got his most attention is the Chinese. If the Chinese start to get cold feet in supporting Putin, not just financially, but also material, like industrial equipment that they've been providing and microelectronics kind of under the table, that starts to become a little too hot for the Chinese to continue. That actually can have a real impact on his war effort. And I think that's important pressure and the reason that's compelling Putin to meet with Trump in Alaska.
Yeah, well, I mean, it can't hurt for him to sit down and talk. I made a comment earlier to one of our guests that it always surprises me since he has started in politics, people have underestimated Donald Trump as a negotiator. They seem to dismiss the fact that it's what he's done all of his life as a real estate person. And there was some question as to whether or not that was going to translate into what he's done on foreign policy. But I don't know how you deny at least some of the successes he's had so far in the foreign policy field.
Yeah, I mean, of all of the business dealings that I'm aware of, you know, before President Trump got into politics, I mean, this relationship with Putin's probably more keen to dealing with the underworld kind of mob bosses in the real estate world in some of the more, you know, tougher neighborhoods. Putin is not to be trusted. You can't take his word. He has already worn out his goodwill in President Trump and the way he handled himself in the phone calls so far in the second term. So I wouldn't be surprised if Putin tries to play a familiar game plan and Trump basically says enough, gets up and leaves the table. That actually is probably the nightmare scenario for Putin, but I can't see him not trying.
Yeah, it's a good point.
I mean, we can't trust Putin, and I think all of us know that, but can we trust Zelensky?
We can't trust anyone in the world, even your allies. The interests are never perfectly aligned, so the best thing to do is to make sure it's in their best interest to do what's in our best interest. Mm-hmm. Either you compel them because the costs are too high, or the incentives are there. With India, I think there's incentives to stop doing business with Moscow. You know, 3 years ago, it made sense because there weren't any alternatives, and the Biden administration was not real helpful on getting American petroleum to our allies, and they seem to be more happy with Russia providing that. So the world's changed. The dynamics are different. The incentives and, quite frankly, the cost after President Trump thumped the Iranians over their nuclear weapons, I think they know what they're dealing with, and it's not, you know, President Trump is not one to be toyed with.
I think that's true. Brent Sedler is our guest. He's a senior research fellow at the Naval Warfare and Advanced Technology there at the Allison Center for National Security at Heritage. Brent, you're a Naval Academy graduate. You served 26 years in the Navy. Thank you for your service to our country. What's your take on the turnaround we're seeing with recruitment numbers and maybe how the president has redirected resources to our military?
Yeah, it's no surprise that as soon as the Biden team got away from this really caustic identity-focused recruitment effort, where it mattered more about your feelings than service to the nation, that things would start to turn. And they started to see an uptick. It was modest last year when the services started changing their recruitment approaches. The only one that was never bothered because they never changed their approach was the U.S. Marine Corps, as a statement of fact there. But as soon as Trump came in, more importantly, Secretary Hegseth, with a focus on lethality and focus in on performance, your competencies, you had men, women, all ethnicities, numbers up because they realized the type of people that want to come to serve in the military are patriots. And they want to know that the guy and the gal to their left and their right has their back in a very real way. It's life and death business. So I think that trend's going to continue.
Yeah. I don't know when the last time was you saw the leader of the War Department out doing PT with some of the special ops forces, huh?
Yeah, no, General Austin was not in the physical state to do that.
He was not. Brent Sedler, thank you for your time and your service, my friend.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, we'll talk again soon. Good to get him on here for J.J. Carafano. He had a distinguished career in the United States Navy. You heard him defending the Marine Corps there. So he did a great job, and he's been with the folks at Heritage for a couple of years now. Love getting him on here.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.